Hello and welcome back to A World Without with me, Chris.
And me, Jack. This is the podcast where we get into the hypothetical and discuss what we think would happen if something from our everyday lives suddenly stopped existing tomorrow.
Yes, we do. And today we're taking a look at what life might be like in a world without sports.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Go sports! Go sports!
Right.
Be gone! Get out!
Yeah, good one. I can just imagine, we're not in the same room right now. I'm just imagining you with a big foam hand on, which just has sports on it.
Yeah, pretty much. I've got two of them. Actually, yeah. Makes it very difficult to do anything useful.
I bet. Gonna be knocking all sorts of things over. Are you a fan of sports? Would you be affected by this, do you think?
I would say I'm not affected much, no. I wouldn't call myself a fan of sports, particularly. I'd have nothing against them, don't get me wrong, but I'm not. I wouldn't say I enjoy them more than most other things I do in my life.
Yeah, it doesn't take up a big percentage of your life watching or doing sports.
No, very much. The watching, actually less than the doing, interestingly.
Yeah, you are more, you do some sports. I feel like you watch no sports.
I mean, I watch myself doing the sports. That's just dangerous otherwise if I've got my eyes shut, but...
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I'm certainly not then watching
I just,
many...
Sorry, then I just imagine you were just filming yourself play like tennis and then just watching it back in the evening. And...
Yeah. How about yourself? Are you a sporter? Is that the word?
Not really. I'm more the other way around. I don't really play many sports. I watch some sports. I love sport events. Like, I'm a big fan of, like, the Olympics and the World Cup and those big ones. I don't really follow too many sports regularly.
Right. Just as if it's really big and popular, you're there. Otherwise, yeah. You can't be bothered.
Yeah, it's just too much hard work to follow it all the time otherwise.
There's so much sport going on. It's always going on.
There's a lot of it, yeah.
It's like a plague or something almost.
Well, when you put it like that, it sounds like a good thing we got rid of it.
Well, actually, I guess for once, hey, we should be celebrating here. This is a non-lethal A World Without episode. Nobody's dying.
It's rare. Normally, these start with, like, well, the downfall of all of human society. Or, like, we all just immediately explode or set on fire. But no, this time it's just like, oh, that thing I can't watch on Sunday.
There'll be a few very upset people that will have earned millions of pounds from sports who now are twiddling their thumbs.
Yeah.
But for us normies, we just kind of have a light shrug and continue on with our day.
I do think we are going to need to address what a sport is.
Okay, now I'm hoping you know what a sport is, because I don't know what a sport is.
I don't think anyone really knows. I think it's hotly debated, really. You have your obvious ones, the ones that are definitely undeniably sports. You know, your
tennis.
Tennis, your footballs, your baseballs, your basketballs.
You know that they're not all plural, right? They're not like...
Right.
Who wants to play baseballs? But yes, you're right. Plenty of obvious, without a shadow of a doubt, they are sports.
Then you get into your more weird ones, like, which I think most people classify them as a sport, but they're like leaning towards the edge, like darts and Formula One.
Yeah.
Like, they're a little bit like...
You're sitting in your car, you know? What are
you
doing?
Yeah, exactly. Car's doing all the work, really, isn't it? and then, like, chess? Is chess a sport?
When is it a game and when is it a sport?
Exactly, right?
Or can they be both? Is it a Venn diagram? Can you have a middle ground of a game sport or a sport game?
I think this is the issue. I think there's definitely some like overlap between like all the different things need to be. Because part of it, I would have said a sport needs to be competitive, right? That's a big part of like what makes a sport.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think like surfing, sure, there are surfing competitions, but the majority of people who are going out there surfing or snowboarding, right? I think they would say they probably do a sport, but they're not competing at it.
No, they're just trying to keep alive for the most part. Yeah, you're right. So it isn't necessarily just a competitive edge to it. Yeah, there's totally like solo sports you can do as well. Like, I guess bowling, I know you'd normally compete with other people, I guess, with the score and things like that. But you're still kind of doing it on your own a bit.
But like rock climbing, is that a sport or an activity? Because like it's in the Olympics now.
It's a sport. I looked up Wikipedia's big list of sports and there was a bunch of crazy on there.
Did it say chess?
It said chess.
It did say chess.
It said a bunch of other... It said, like, poker was on there as well.
Poker is not... Okay, I draw the line at poker. Poker is not a sport. It is a game.
Have it open with Wikipedia, mate, because they said...
No, that's well too broad, I think. Do you not think...
Well, it was weird because it said, like, poker and it said bridge. And I think there was one other card game on there. But that was it. There weren't... What other card game? Snap.
Yeah, you can't have some card games and not other card games.
Let's play Snap. We can still play it. It's not a sport, apparently.
Yeah. But with the competitive thing, though, is that a loophole then? Because I was saying if they do have to be competitive, can we just all continue doing sports, but we just have to be chill out a bit, just... We can't keep score.
There's no umpire. There's no, like...
There's no rules. There's no, like, score. It's just everyone's there to have a good time, you know?
I like the sound of that, personally.
It's just about the participation. It's not about the winning, you know? I don't think it would really affect the playing that much. It would a bit if you weren't keeping score. But I think it would affect watching. I don't think it'd be as fun to watch if no one was keeping score.
No, I don't think so either. Like, you'd only be enjoying it in the moment rather than kind of as a whole.
There's no one to really root for. There's nothing. There's no stakes involved. There's no tension, you know?
No. Well, again, that's where you could just do the old go sports thing and you're just happy. You're
just happy to be there. Happy for the day out.
That's what you say to the person. That I'm just happy to be here. I'm just enjoying myself. I'm just having a great day.
I like the idea behind that. There's too much aggression in a lot of sports, you know, hatred of other teams. Maybe this would be a good thing. You know, take all that part of that. It's all just peace and love, very hippie vibes.
Yeah.
I kind of like it. I'm not against it.
I do too. Who says, you know, you don't even have to follow one team then? You are literally just there for the love of the game.
Exactly.
What a beautiful world.
So on your list, what about esports? The video games.
Oh, now esports was on there and I was expecting it to perhaps say like certain sports within esports, but it almost just made it seem as if any electronic game, I guess that's what esports stands for, is going to be, as long as it's competitive, it becomes an esport. So you could be doing like Windows Solitaire, if you do it competitively, bam, suddenly it's a sport.
Yeah, because I'm not sure how I feel about that either. I feel like there's got to be a level of physical exertion to do a sport. And I'm not saying that esports isn't skilled and doesn't take dexterity, but... So just playing guitar or drums. Like, drums is more physical than playing Call of Duty, but I don't think anyone's saying you're a sports person if you're a drummer.
Yeah, no, you're totally right. To be fair, esports, yeah, obviously I will partake in esports way more than I will e-less sports.
Yeah.
Purely because of that physicality thing.
Yeah, because it's definitely skillful, but it's still a game. It's not a sport. And if anything, I'm just trying to save video games. I don't want to get rid of video games in a world without sports.
Yeah, I think it's fine. Just they've called it esports, but I think that was a mistake in the naming process.
Yeah.
They got it wrong.
E-games is what it should be.
Yeah.
I think we can keep video games, we can keep poker and card games, we can keep chess, we can keep all of that. It's got to be physical exertion, I think.
Okay, I like it, I like it. I do feel like that physical exertion thing, even with like darts, you're still... Unless you're playing on, like, the Wii or something like that, where you're still pretty much doing the same thing, there's still a physical nature to it. You're still having to throw something physically, even though it might not be hard, and you can be sat there with a massive beer belly playing it, like most of the professionals are.
Because it's also something like archery. I don't think how much physical exertion it takes. It takes a lot of physical precision.
Oh, I don't know, mate. Have you tried to pull a bow back?
Oh, yeah, but haven't they got all, like, you know, fancy bows that are actually, like, quite easy?
Oh, yeah, like a... Is it called a recursive bow?
I don't know, mate.
A recliner boat? It's something like that. Yeah, they've got all little spindles and things on it where you can like pull it back with a pinky.
Yeah, they've got all like gears and stuff. And I'm sure it's probably still very difficult, but I wouldn't say it's physical exertion is the thing that makes archery difficult. It's the precision of it, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I do definitely think a physical exertion thing is quite... you've got competitiveness usually indicates sports, but not always. Physical exertion usually indicates a sport, but not always.
Yeah.
And that's where I lie too. That's why I usually don't do very many sports, because of the physical exertion thing. Like, I'm only going to run if there's like a tiger chasing me or something, or like, I don't know, the bank is giving away free money or something.
Only
like
if
that.
You have to. Needs must.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. What if both? Would I run like quicker if they were giving away free money and there was a tiger chasing me?
You're running away from a tiger to a bank.
Yeah, does that somehow like compound to be going quicker than I would
have
either way?
Probably an upper limit to how fast your body can run. Although weirdly, I do remember, side point here, back when I was a young lad, grabbing hold to my friend's bike and him riding the bike and me just holding on and running. And I honestly, it was the fastest I'd ever run in my life. My legs just did it. I wasn't really doing anything. My legs were just going insanely fast. And I eventually like let go because I couldn't keep up anymore. But the speed I got to was, I basically think I ran as fast as Usain Bolt is what I'm saying. Because he was going some. Like, it wasn't on me. My legs just did it. I wasn't even putting in the effort. They were just somehow keeping up with themselves.
Should we be looking out for this in the next Olympics? Not people doping and using drugs and stuff. We should be looking if there's a cyclist next to him, like, that they're tagging along.
I just want to say, yeah, could you make Usain Bolt even faster by just having him pull along on a bike? Like, because I think your legs have the physical ability to go faster than you can make them go.
So hang on, where on this bike were you holding on to? Like, the handlebar or on, like, the back of the seat?
Yeah, the back of his seat.
Right.
And he was like, I was running behind and he was going faster and faster. Like, no, stop! But I didn't want to fall over and I also didn't want to let go. So my legs just kept going. It was weird.
That's impressive, man. Yeah, normally I hate that feeling when your legs can't keep up with your body because you're going
like,
so
tripping
fast.
Forward, you're like running, but your yeah. legs can't keep up with your momentum of falling over.
Yeah, usually if you've gone like down a hill too quickly or something and you're like, I just can't stop. It's never going to happen. That's basically what you had, but through choice, clearly.
Yeah. But it just always forever feels like, I can run faster than this. I know I can. My body has the ability. I just can't make it do it.
Yeah, I see.
You just... always feels a little bit disappointing, yeah. It's like, come on, legs. I know you've got more in you, you know?
I've proven that you could go quicker than this. You're clearly lying to me. Is that a sport name, what you were doing with that bike?
Bike legs?
No, you do not need to think anymore. Okay. That is
bike
perfect.
Legs. Bike legs. Bike legs it is. Well, talking about the whole physical exertion thing, and we have sort of said that it doesn't have to be competitive, but we basically think it always has to at least be a little bit physically exerting.
I think so, yeah.
Does this mean we can no longer run?
Well, yeah, I mean, running and walking were even on the list of sports. Walking.
Yeah, but that's like that weird walking they do in the Olympics, isn't it? Like speed walking.
Where you have to kind of really wiggle your hips.
Yeah, like they look like they pooed themselves and they're desperately trying to get to the toilet. Like, yeah. That's what it always looks like. So we can't do that, but I mean, honestly, who wants to? So I think we can walk. I just think maybe you can't go for your run.
And what about if there is a tiger chasing you?
Well, is he allowed to run, is the question.
Oh, hello. Hello. I think you've just... yeah, I mean...
if we're not allowed to run, they're not allowed to run. Look, they may not know the concept of what a sport is, but that the world doesn't care. There's no sports. No sports.
I love it. Now I'm curious, can a tiger walk quicker than I can walk?
I just have an image of you trying to outwalk a tiger while you're both just like, come back here, trying to walk as fast as you can.
I'm just like screaming, like walking along, just like, no, it's coming after me, quick. Well, this is the world we live in now, clearly.
Yeah. Very underwhelming sort of chase between a tiger and a man. They're just sort of walking quite fast.
Yeah.
Then you also have gyms as well. Not the person, the place, the buildings.
We do still have Peep Gym. If your name's Jim, we still have you.
Don't worry, Jim. You're fine. You aren't going anywhere. The buildings, though, I don't think most... maybe, I don't know. I don't go to the gym. I'm not a gym boy. Tell me, do you think you've been to a gym, I assume?
I was a gym boy a few times in my life, yeah.
Yeah, I've never been a gym boy. Would you consider that a sport? I don't think you would, right?
I wouldn't, but I mean, if you lift up weights or something, they do that in the Olympics as a sport, so...
yeah.
Very fine line.
I'm just trying to get to the point that basically this could be very detrimental to our health. I mean, it already would be. Think of all the sports people, or the people who just do sports as their form of exercise.
Yeah.
That's going to take a massive hit. But then if we can't even, like, just exercise in gyms and go running and we have to walk everywhere as our maximum speed, this could be really bad for our health, I think.
Big time, yeah. Exercise and sport are, like, they go hand in hand very much. So pulling one away and seeing what you've got left over from the other one is going to be very, very interesting. And I'm worried that there's not even, like, a definite truth out there in the world necessarily. It's just this big homogenous kind of lump. So whatever force is kind of getting rid of all the sport in this current situation that we're in,
I think it's us, isn't it?
Me and you. I guess, yeah.
I mean, we're making the rules here, aren't we?
Oh goodness, I feel a rush of power all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure. That's what I mean. This isn't a topic to take lightly.
Oh goodness.
There's loads of poker players out there just sitting on the edge of their seats wondering whether they're still going to be able to do it or not.
Luckily, you wouldn't tell whether they're worried or not at all because they're your poker face.
So yeah, I don't know. I feel like we have to decide what is allowed. I feel like, I don't know, I keep getting conflicted on it because I would say going to the gym is not a sport.
I agree.
But if you were to practice playing tennis, you're still doing that sport. So the act of practicing a sport is still a sport. And if you're running in the gym, are you not just practicing running, really?
I mean, yeah, I guess so. Is practicing playing tennis playing tennis?
So we're going kind of back to the loophole thing of just not making it competitive. We're all allowed to practice the sports, just never compete.
It may, yeah, that is true. That is it. That's the whole score thing. We're just practicing always. That's all you have to keep saying.
We just keep looking over it and be like, you better not be counting who's winning.
And then I think you're okay. Yeah, it is a tricky one, isn't it? I wish I'd done a bit more research now into, like, actual definitions of some of these words.
There is, though. Like, it is a vague concept that we've made up, isn't it? It's not, like you said, it's not an actual universal truth.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of people who disagree with that. There'll be people who say that esports are. There'll be people who say that poker is. There'll be people who say that darts isn't, you know?
Well, then if we're the deciders, we need to try and be as nice as we can. We need to try and find as many of these loopholes as possible. So again, yeah, if you say you're practicing, it's all good in my book.
All good. No competition going on here. The moment someone celebrates, the ball just disappears.
Yeah, it just poofs.
No, you're not allowed to celebrate. That makes it competitive, I'm afraid. So no more sport for you. Your ball has been taken away. We're just like mean neighbours, like, who like won't give their ball back.
Yeah, it's come over the fence and we're saying, no. You were playing sport, weren't you?
You were playing far too competitively for my liking.
Couple of other weird sports on this Wikipedia list that I found.
Oh, please.
Rubik's cubing.
Nope.
I mean, I wouldn't even say it's a game. It's a puzzle.
It's a skill. It's a skill set, sure. Is it a sport? Definitely not.
I think it was like speed Rubik's cubing. So again, it adds the competitive nature
I guess
to it.
So.
Otherwise, it's fine. Another thing on there that is obviously a game, Scrabble.
There is no one in the world.
It's just a game.
Even the number one Scrabbler in the world is not thinking they're a sports person, are they?
I don't think so. They shouldn't if they do. That was
insane.
You've misjudged yourself quite big there, yeah, mate.
Take yourself down a peg or two, mate.
And then also cheese rolling. You know that thing where they like roll a lump of cheese down a big hill and all chase
that
after it?
That is quite physically exerting, I would say.
But is it a sport? Like, I mean,
it's more of a sport than Rubik's Cube, it is.
Yeah. It has the running aspect.
It has a running aspect. It has a physically dangerous aspect. It has a ball of sorts.
I mean, we were just talking about running downhill makes you have bike legs, right?
Yeah.
So maybe they're all getting bike legs. We said bike legs was allowed, did we? Or did we not even come to a ruling on that?
I don't think we came to a ruling. We were just excited about the name.
Yeah, we get distracted easily. Another one that really made me think, sailing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to do sailing. How do you get across the ocean? Like, if you're going to travel somewhere, you got to sail across, right?
Well, I don't think anyone on a cruise ship is thinking they're sailing, are they?
Like,
I think
it's a sailor, yeah.
I do think there is a separate difference between, like, you know, commercial shipping and someone out there racing a boat.
You're probably right, yeah. I've not seen that many cargo ships in the sail races.
Yeah, again, if you're racing a cargo ship, you're not allowed to do that anymore, right? I don't think many people were. Pretty boring race to watch, I imagine.
Yeah.
But no longer allowed. You can still go for a nice, like, evening sail like, on the sunset with some friends. That's fine. The moment you start racing another boat on the way back, no thank you. Your boat disappears, okay. You start drowning. So don't be...
Wow, that is a harsh punishment. But hey, they knew the rules, right?
They knew the rules. No racing. It's, look, we're trying to make everyone less competitive.
It just makes the entirety of the Fast and Furious franchise, like, they're all just sat there revving their cars at the start line, and then yeah. As soon as they do the flag down and they go, they will just, like, fall on their butts, like, car's gone.
No more cars, sorry.
Vin Diesel crying.
But I guess moving on from the definition of what actually makes a sport, all of these sports fans, they're going to have to find a new hobby to fill all their time with.
There is, like we said before, a lot of sports in the world and a lot of people who pretty much their life is like watching sports.
Yeah.
To a degree, right? Like their whole spare time is following and enjoying and watching a certain sport of their choice.
Yeah, so I do feel like this is going to be a boom to a lot of other industries. A lot of other industries are going to be having an influx of people just spending more time on it. You know, not the sports people don't listen to music or whatever, or don't watch films or don't go to the theater or don't paint, I don't know, but if they did, they're now gonna spend even more time doing that because they've got to fill all this free time. So really, for all the other industries, it's actually going to be a boom time. They're gonna love it.
Absolutely. Yeah, if you're like a painting class owner or something, you're laughing basically because all those footy fans are gonna go somewhere. They're coming to you.
Well, exactly. You know, one thing about sports is their fandom's pretty intense.
Oh, very much. Too intense in some cases.
Like, I don't sit down to watch TV and dress up as the character. I mean, some people do, don't they? Some people like that whole thing, but it is rare. Whereas I think it's quite common to dress up in a sports team when you go and see them for some reason, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. You're right. Do the whole shebang. You paint your face the colour and you're fully kitted out in the exact costume that they're wearing on the pitch.
I'm going to go with kit.
No, yeah, kit, okay.
But you can call it a costume. I think that's basically what it is, let's be honest. But maybe they're going to bring that to everything. They'll get really into the whole, what's it called? Cosplay. You know, they clearly like it.
Do you think that's what these big, like, hardcore fans are? They're actually just cosplayers that don't know it yet.
Yeah, this is the thing. People think cosplay is a bit weird. Yet no one seems to think it's weird that people dress up and pretend they're, you know, Messi or whatever. You've got, like, a 55-year-old man wearing, like, a Messi T-shirt, and he thinks it's weird that people are dressing up as their favourite film character. They're the same thing, mate.
You're comparing, like, a Trekkie to, like... a sportsman.
What is the difference? You're putting on a little uniform, going to watch your thing. Like, it's the same thing.
I think you might be right. Well, great then, right? That at least that alleviates a lot of depression and whatever people were going to have from losing their favourite thing to watch in the world.
Yeah.
Go to a convention, find something.
Yeah, boom time for cosplaying. I'm telling you. They'll love it.
And what's great is, even like in the big stadiums, you had the big like mascots in costumes and stuff anyway. You could just do that, dress up as that too. If you want to have that kind of like ease into the cosplay world.
Yeah.
Dress up as a big eagle or whatever.
What are they all going to do with their lives? All the mascots? They'll have to band together, start a TV show or something.
Oh, like for kids. That'd be fantastic.
I was thinking more just like a reality show where they just live in a house together, but always...
With David Attenborough narrating it. Like, that would... Yes. I would watch this, right?
Yeah. They're never allowed to come out of the costume as well. They spend 24/7 in the costume, showering it. They do everything.
It's like the eagle has moved to the kitchen and is talking to the mole.
I can't think of animals for some
tiger?
Reason.
Tiger?
The tiger. Yeah, oh, don't bring him back into this.
He's only walking
everywhere. I've just walked away from him.
Well, now he's trapped in the house. You don't need to worry.
Speaking of which, give me a C.
C.
Give me an H.
H.
Give me a E.
E.
Give me an E.
E.
Give me an R.
R.
Give me an L.
L.
Give me an E.
E.
Yep. Is that cheerlead?
A.
What did we get up to?
A.
You didn't give me an E.
I did.
Give me an A.
A.
Give me a Ders. I can't be bothered for the rest
D.
of it.
E. R. Cheerleader.
Those.
It took me too long to work out what you were spelling there.
Well, I'm glad I kept going. I thought you were going to cut me off way sooner than that.
I was trying to work out what you were spelling. I was like, C-H-E, Ian was like, cheetah? We've been talking about tigers, I guess. So what's that got to do with anything? Then I got it at L-E, cheerleader.
You didn't get the typical cheerleader way of giving me a letter one at a time.
Yeah, I should have got the hint from that.
No, that's okay. Anyway, cheerleaders, they're big. As well, there's loads of them, especially in America. Like, that's a sport in itself. That is on the list. Like, cheering is a whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, that is very physically exerting. They're throwing people up in the air and stuff. It's effectively just a form of gymnastics, right?
In my mind, you've got the two types. You've got the one that just stands there with pom-poms and kind of goes, yay! And then you've got the one...
That's not a sport. Sorry. That's not a sport. If you just shake it some pom-poms, that's not a sport. Throw some people up in the air, then I'm impressed.
Yeah, throw people up, do a triple, quadruple spin, yeah. And land. That thing is incredible.
Doing the YMCA and doing some pom-poms, nah,
not about it.
But flippies you're all in for. Yeah.
So you can still cheer people on, although you can't because that becomes competitive, doesn't it? You're like, you know, too invested.
Not if you're going for both teams or whatever. You're just generally, yay!
Yeah. You don't have cheerleaders for specific teams. You just have cheerleaders for just the people who are just playing some games.
Yeah. Are they all cheerleaders? They can't all be the leader, surely. Do you have a cheerleader?
Fantastic point. Amazing point. So the other ones would be cheer people, and then you have the cheerleader.
Or they're just cheer. I'm a cheer, they're a cheer, and they're our cheerleader.
Guess it has to be, because you are right. They can't all be leaders. That's insane.
That's ridiculous. That's just asking for trouble.
Yeah, you'd never get anything done. So I'm the leader. Well, I'm the leader, so this is how we're going to do it.
You give me a C, Bethany. You give me a C, all right? There's still plenty of other things they could do. They could go and maybe support surgeons in the surgery. That would be good. They're doing a great job. They need
a bit distracting.
Well, they might have to quieten down a bit.
Just the rustling of the pom-poms alone, I think, would get annoying.
we could make some rustle-proof pom-poms, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Cotton ball pom-poms.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they could swab up the blood with it.
Look at that.
There you go. Solved.
The nurses could almost become the cheerleader as well, right? It's like, give me a scalpel. Give me four cc's of whatever.
Yeah.
What have you got? You've got a disease.
You've got kidney failure. Oh, no. So you're saying cheerleaders should retrain as surgeon assistants?
I think they should just spread out into the world and cheer where jobs normally don't get cheered on much.
Yeah, why only the sports are getting some cheer? Spread that cheer around, people.
Exactly. Plenty of very important people in this world that do a very difficult, hard job that don't get enough recognition, and cheerleaders can change all that.
Agreed. Talking of repurposing stuff, what are we going to do with all these sports venues? You know, have you got any ideas of what we can use them all for? There's going to be all these places everywhere that aren't going to be being used.
It's a very good point. I mean, some of them already do get used as like a big concert or something.
That was top of my list, music venues.
Yeah, so that can get a little bit bigger. We can enjoy that a bit more.
And with all the influx of people coming into new hobbies, there'll be more demand for music, I imagine, so it kind of works.
Yeah, definitely. I'm trying to think of like, I'm imagining a big stadium with the ones where like the roof can open up. What would that be good for? What's a big old sunroof on a warehouse good for?
One idea I did have is like turning it just into like a massive paintball arena or something like that, like real life Call of Duty type vibes.
Hold on. Are we sure that's not a sport?
Oh, you are right. That is definitely a sport, isn't it?
It must be. I mean, if some of the other ones
are. That's competitive and physically exerting.
Yeah. Yeah, just because the fun level's up there, Jack, it doesn't make it not a sport anymore.
Yeah.
I think. I didn't see it on my list, though. I really don't know where the line is.
I'm sorry. There is no way that poker is a sport, but paintballing isn't a sport. I do think it, unfortunately, is one, isn't it?
Yeah. Could just be a nice park. There's not enough green space nowadays in the world. Just open it up as a nice park. The grass is always lovely in those venues, all like crisscross.
Oh, so you're not even saying to take down the stadium. You're just saying turn the middle pitch into a park surrounded by thousands of seats.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay.
You got the people sunbathing, and then you got the people that like watching people sunbathe.
Okay, now it's getting weird. 100,000 people just watching people sunbathe.
Well, you know.
That is kind of what they do for a lot of like the old Olympic venues and stuff, isn't it? Just turn them into like parks and restaurants and movie theatres and that sort of stuff.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one, actually. Like a outdoor movie theatre. They could project it like straight downwards onto the grass. And then everyone just sort of like watch it.
That is not a good idea. The angle you would be watching that film at would be terrible. You'd be watching it like as if you were on the very first row, but everyone would be watching it as if just like looking across the screen.
All right. It's a work in progress.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe not then. Maybe you'd need big vertical screens up in all the places, but still.
Yeah. Because they did turn the massive swimming thing from Beijing Olympics into like a giant 6,000 person indoor water park, which is pretty fun.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that sounds great.
But is that a sport? Is a wave pool a sport?
I mean, the only thing would be if swimming is a sport. If the same way running might be considered, you're not allowed to run, we definitely can't swim.
What's the walking equivalent of swimming? Just doggy paddle.
Drowning.
Just doggy, but really leisurely swimming.
Yeah, just little kind of flopping about a little bit. Yeah. No breaststroke, no overarm crawl or whatever, like just the doggy paddle. That's all we're allowing through.
When that boat disappears when you're sailing, we are really in trouble, aren't you?
Yeah, you've got a long doggy paddle ahead of you.
Yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Are you okay to talk about the Olympics?
As in, what about it?
As in, are you okay for me to change the topic?
Oh, yeah.
I said that almost like you'd had like a terrible Olympic.
Yeah, I was like,
you had lost at the Olympics or something.
My entire family was murdered at the Olympics. So can't talk about it.
Is it okay if we talk about the Olympics, please? I mean, that's probably like the biggest sports thing in the world, right?
Definitely.
So that ain't happening anymore. But maybe I'm just stupid. I don't know. You tell me.
Yes.
Wait, hold on. Let me prove my stupidity first before you blindly agree.
Sure, go on.
There have only ever been 29 Olympics, like the modern Olympics that we know. It just doesn't seem very... I thought it had been going on for thousands of years.
No, it's only like early 1900s, right?
It was, yeah. It was 1896 that the first one happened.
Okay, yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I thought it was way earlier than that.
So you thought like in the 1500s they were all just doing the Olympics? And...
So a bit. Like, I mean, rudimentary. Like nothing...
I knew the modern Olympics didn't start until around that time. But when did the ancient Olympics stop? Was it literally when the Greek Empire fell? Was it that long ago?
I think so. I think we're talking like something like 80 AD, I think, or something that early. So it was a big old gap it was on pause for.
That is a long time for a reboot, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, it almost do a reboot at that point. Like, not like the Batman movies and that.
Every
nowadays.
3 years, they're just like, let's do it again. They're like, no, we'll wait a good 2,000 years before we reboot this one.
I mean, you could almost say the same thing as this podcast. But hey, moving on. Yeah, so the Olympics definitely gone now without a shadow of a doubt. It's full of sports. They're almost the sport maker. They've turned things into sports that previously wouldn't have considered sports. And how do you feel about that, basically, is what I want to know.
Devastated. I love the Olympics. As I was saying before, like, I'm not massively into sport, but the Olympics is one of my favourite things.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy, though? I did not go in person to see any of the London Olympics when it was here in 2012, and I have no idea why. Like, I think back and I'm like, why didn't I? Because it's not a new thing that I like the Olympics. I've always loved the Olympics, and I watched, like, every single day of that 2012 Olympics in London. Didn't ever clock to me at any point that I could have gone up and actually seen it, even though it's, like, an hour away on the train.
Yeah, I was going to say, for people watching, we are literally an hour or even less
45
to get
minutes.
To where the Olympics was. So it's very easy.
I remember the next Olympics came round. Brazil, was it, maybe?
I think Brazil?
I want to know. Yeah, it was Rio. It was Rio. 2016 was Rio. Because they also had the World Cup around that time. I think that's why I'm getting confused. Because they, close to each other, had both. Maybe I'm wrong. I will cut this out if I am. Yeah, I remember when the next one came around. I just remember having a moment, which is like, why didn't I go to that? And I could not remember why. I have no reason to. I wasn't, like, busy. I was watching it all.
It's mad.
I, like, betrayed myself.
You were literally sat there watching it on the TV when you could have got up, looked out the window, and maybe, like, heard a distant cheer.
I think I even knew people who went to it and was just like, nah, I'm all right.
What were you doing? Were you,
I don't know.
Were you okay? Like, I'm worried about your well-being at this point.
I think I might have... Because I know some of the things are very expensive to go to see. So I think that was a part of it. But there are also free events you can go to.
And I also feel like that would be something that you'd be like, I didn't go because it was too expensive. Like, you don't even know. You're just sort of confused.
Like, I'm planning on going to the Paris one, even though it's in Paris. I've got to go to Paris to do it, but I wouldn't go, like, you know what I mean? I know Paris isn't miles away, but...
You heard that it was in Paris, and you were like, oh, that's good, because it's close enough for me to go.
Yeah.
Then it was in London, and you were just like, yeah, can't be bothered, mate. I just watch it on TV.
Yeah. I don't know. It bemuses me to this day.
Why is it always, like, the summer and the winter Olympics as well? Why never, like, spring or autumn getting a bit of a show in?
Yeah, they must be well annoyed.
They could have some, like, leaf-blowing competitions in the autumn and stuff. Flower arranging in the spring. It's perfect, you know.
Competitive leaf blowing. What's the aim? To collect as many leaves as you need or to move as many out of the way as possible? You have to clear an area?
This is my thing with leaf blowing in general, right? I've got a bit of a qualm with leaf blowing. Like, what are you doing? Why? Where are you blowing them to? Don't blow. Suck. Suck the leaves. Hoover the leaves. Don't just push them over there. They'll come back again. That's how they got there originally.
But don't hoover the leaves either. I've seen people bundle leaves into a plastic bag and throw them away. It's like, it's biodegradable. It's just going to go. Like, you put it in a plastic bag. For what are you doing, you mad, mad human? Why put them in a plastic bag that's going to be there for 10,000 years?
People that own leaf blowers don't know what's going on, is what I'm discovering here. Yeah, a leaf blower does seem like an incredibly fun object to own, does it not?
I think that's more it. Whoever invented the leaf blower had no actual intention of tidying anything. They just thought it'd be fun.
I want a leaf blower right now. I think if me and you got our hands on a leaf blower, we could have an entire afternoon of fun.
I agree. Should we stop this and go buy some leaf blowers?
I am Googling it right now.
Wrong time of year, isn't it? I mean, we don't have many leaves around.
Mate, it's not for the leaves. It's just for other things. I want a ball on it, like a beach ball.
Races. We got a race down on, like, desk chairs.
Desk chairs, yeah, exactly. Get the old bike legs going, perhaps. Yeah. And then also aim it at your face and do the old lip thing where your face goes all crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the plan for after this then, I guess.
Endless fun. Also, my other problem with the Olympics, and I know this isn't me inventing this, I've heard plenty of people say it before, but they should totally put a regular person into every Olympic event just so you can see how they get on as a normie to compare to these people that are doing incredible feats. Because you see them running ridiculously fast, but they're all running pretty ridiculously fast. And to me, it takes it away from a little bit. Whereas if you just saw, like, just a regular guy, like, 20 seconds behind, like, way over there, I think it really brings it home just how good these Olympians actually are.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. We do need that measurement of how much better they are. Because my mum can do this annoying thing sometimes where she's, like, convinced she could do the sports. Like, she'll see someone throw a javelin, like, 100 metres and be like, yeah, I could do that. But you couldn't throw it 5 metres. I don't think you quite understand how difficult this is. But not even just the Olympics should have an all. I want to be able to do the Olympics. And obviously, I know I can just go for a run or I can throw a javelin. But I want there to be a place where I can just go and, like, compete in all the events.
That would be great.
In the run-up to the Olympics, I pay a certain amount and I get to pick 7 sports and just do them.
That would be fantastic. Although, probably you should do it maybe after, because if you're going to be using the actual Olympic equipment and stuff,
probably going to break it.
You probably break it. Or if not you, someone else will probably break it.
Okay, afterwards then. As a wind down.
Yeah, exactly. So you've built yourself up, like, oh, I'm going to do that. I could beat him. Ah, oh, I could wipe the floor with him. And hey, who knows, maybe someone out there actually would be discovered as, like, a new Olympian by just trying these things.
You think there is a person out there who has such natural ability that they would outdo Olympians just having never done a sport before?
I want to hope, yes.
Let's hope so. That'd be cool, wouldn't it?
The hope is alive.
Someone just does the high jump and someone does 3 metres, just absolutely rockets off the ground.
Exactly. Like, what was the Frosby flop or whatever it was called? Like, he invented a new way of jumping over the high bar.
Yeah, I do think he was a professional, though. He wasn't some randomer.
Maybe. which is weird because you know what the Frosby flop looks like. It doesn't look very professional at all. It looks incredibly awkward, and
I think he like hit his head on the way to work that day. It was really disorientated. It was, yes, I'll do it.
Which is incredibly drunk.
Yeah.
Got so nervous, got drunk. Just like flop over the thing.
Or he went to jump and someone called his name, so he started turning round and then just carried on jumping anyway. And then he realised he did it backwards.
Is it Frosby or Fosby?
Fosbury, I think.
Fosbury. Oh, wow. Bit of cheese Fosbury at the end there. Okay. Frop. Frosbury frop.
Fosbury.
Maybe that's it. Someone was shouting, trying to shout his name and was like, got it wrong.
Fosbury. Fosbury. Fosbury.
Interesting. And then he turned around to try and tell them, it's actually... and like spell it out
yeah,
to him.
And he's already going backwards. Oh, that was the highest I've ever done.
And then, yeah, everyone jumps up clapping and he's like, oh, wait, what? And then suddenly he's a genius and he's got it named after him. Is that ever going to happen again? Like, why isn't there more of that in a sport where suddenly someone just goes, I'm not going to throw the shot put. I'm going to
kick it.
Yeah.
Sir, that is not allowed. And he's broken all of his toes.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to try things, right? Someone has to.
I imagine there are people trying, but all of these sports at this point has been around for so long that no one's really going to be able to break new ground. You know, it's all been tried.
You say that, they stopped doing it for thousands of years. It was only 100 years ago that they started up again.
Yeah, true. Okay, maybe if we stop doing it for 1,000 years, in that time, all our robot people will be... That's a point. There's definitely going to be the Robot Olympics at some point, isn't there?
Oh my goodness, now that is what I'm tuning in for.
Think how good that'll be.
Then you get a regular Olympian to play against the robots, and then you get a regular normal person to race against them as well. Oh.
Evolution of man.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. Then you get a monkey as well.
But I think they would beat the normal human, depending on the sport, I guess.
Probably. Pretty sure an ape could throw a shot put much further than I.
I think it's giving him the motivations, the tough bit. Making him want to do it.
Yeah, they're not fussed, are they? No. Apes.
Humans have like an incentive to want to be good at sport. I don't think the ape cares.
Yeah, very lazy. But anyway, Olympics gone anyway, so I don't know why we're talking about all this. It's all gone. I can't ever happen anymore. No, enough. Bit more closer to home, I would say. Maybe this is just an English thing. I'm not entirely sure. But sports day, that's a big thing when you're a kid.
Yeah.
Every year you have a sports day at school where you go out on your field and it's like a mini Olympics at your school, kind of. That's gone now. How do you feel about the old sports day?
I used to hate sports day. I wasn't even that particularly bad at sport. I was just like, I didn't really get the whole point of it.
It does feel a bit condescending somehow, like the egg and spoon race where you like got an egg on a spoon and you're running. Who coming up with that? What's the point in that?
Is that a sport? I mean, was that on your list?
It's in a sports day. It wasn't on the official Wikipedia. I don't think they do it in the Olympics.
No.
And then like the three-legged race as well. Like that's what we should do to the Olympics. We should just wacky it up a bit.
You want the wacky Olympics? You want?
Yeah, Yeah, screw the robot Olympics. I want the wacky Olympics first. I want everyone to train like normal, like really good at running, really good at swimming, whatever. But then on the day, it's like you have to do the race. But, and then they unveil the wacky.
So what, like, there's like a Wheel of Fortune type thing, which is like their disadvantage, yeah. Their handicap they have to do.
Exactly. They spin it and then suddenly it's like, it tells you what it is. And that's the race for the day.
Anyway, going back to sports day, I won't think I'd miss sports day. What I would miss, though, is just playing sports at school break, because that's probably the time in my life I played the most sport.
Yeah. What were the sports you were doing in that break?
Football. It was always football.
You were a footballer. See, I've never been a footballer. Never liked it.
Mm. I did when I was a kid. Don't really anymore. So yeah, I feel sad for all the kids because, I mean, that's a lot of what a lot of people, I think, do during school, right? At lunch?
Yeah, I think so. Again, in England, at least, as far as our knowledge goes.
That's the point. What about all the scholarships in universities and stuff? So many people get scholarships to go to uni because they're good at sport.
Yeah.
They're just going to be screwed now.
Pretty much, yeah. That's going to eradicate all of that. No more getting a sport pass to get into uni, no?
Now they'll have to actually study. That's a shame.
Uh-oh. That may be a problem. You mentioned football right there. This is another hot topic for me, because obviously you've got English football and then you have American football. And Why have we had to call ours kind of soccer? Why have we kind of gone to that? I don't know. I say we fight for football. Ours uses our feet. They're barely kicking their ball. They're carrying it most of the way. Why is it called football? It's not even a ball. It's not a round ball either. It should be called hand egg or something stupid like that.
Well, I think we found it. I think hand egg is definitely what it's now called. forever.
In America, we keep the football. Thank you very much.
Look, that's the rule. If they keep calling it soccer, we keep calling it hand egg. I mean, that's how it goes. Americans always come back with the whole thing of like, British people actually started calling it soccer first. Actually.
It's a very good American accent.
Yeah, it is. I didn't even try. Just going for more annoying nerd. But
right, nailed it.
Because that is true. But it was also in like, what? 1800s, we called it that. So you've had some time to learn the new word. It has been a while. Been basically the entire history of your country. Yeah, I don't get it either.
They actually have another name for American football. Do you know it?
Gridiron?
That's the one.
Is that what,
yeah,
it is? What it's called?
I think so, or something like that. Something iron-based, which I never knew. I saw it and I was like, huh, that sounds cool. Like, why are they calling it football and stuff when they got gridiron going on?
Isn't it still known as gridiron football, though?
Maybe. But it's kind of also known as like American football. I don't know. It's American football, also known as gridiron, is a team sport played by two teams.
I actually, weirdly, one of the sports I do watch is American football. Very random, I know. But I obviously always refer to it as American football for clarity.
Yeah.
But I don't imagine Americans refer to it as American football, do they?
I'm not sure. I mean,
they just refer to it as football. That's the confusion.
In England, we refer to it as an English breakfast.
Sure.
So maybe, I don't know. Americans, let us know. Do you call it American football?
I should know that. I really don't think many people are ever referring to it as American football. They're always just going to be calling it football.
Again, thinking about it even more, if you all bear with me, why do we call it football? Why not feetball? You're using more than one foot to play it, are you not?
I don't know. Maybe through the evolution of football, people have become maybe a bit more is it still ambidextrous if it's your feet?
Oh, yeah. What if you're great at using both your hands and both your feet? Are you, like, octodextrous or something?
Or quad.
Quad. It would be quad, wouldn't it?
I don't think you're an octopus, Chris. if an octopus could use all of its feet, then yes, he's octodextrous, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, we've got really sidetracked here, haven't we? I've forgotten what we were even talking about to begin with.
Feetball. I think we should start calling it feetball now. Americans can have football. We'll keep feetball.
right. Because, yeah, to be fair, because they only kick it
with one foot.
They basically only ever use one foot. You're rarely using both feet. That's insane in American football. So, yeah, they can have football. We'll have feetball.
I love it.
Annoying that we found the solution to this when sports have disappeared, isn't it?
I think we can retroactively go back through history and label things the correct way now.
Yeah.
I kind of want to go and play a game of feetball now, but I guess that's a dream that will never happen.
Yeah, you only want what you can't have, eh?
I was just about to go and play football and do all that exercise and things.
Feetball.
Darn it.
Feetball.
Oh, feetball. Sorry. It's going to take a little while for me to get used to it.
Look, if we're leading the charge here, I can't make the mistake on that.
Some other sports things that are going to go, I guess, like a sports car. Why is that even called a sports car? It's not, what's it doing? Playing tennis or something?
You just see him out on the football field or just kicking around a ball. I think it's the idea that they're meant to emulate sports racing.
Oh, that would make sense.
They're cars that are traditionally designed around motorsports cars.
And then it's kind of branched off and evolved.
And then they become commercialised.
Yeah. Okay. All right, I'll allow it. So is that sticking around still? Because that's not anything to do with sports.
Yeah, as long as you're not racing them.
I'm not. I'm a good boy.
Okay, good. Then you can keep your Ferrari you apparently have.
Thank you. Sporty Spice, one of the Spice Girls. Is she okay?
Which one was she? Do you know which one she was?
Jerry Halliwell, I think.
Was she?
The redhead, yeah. Sporty Spice. No, sorry.
Isn't it one of the Mels?
I think it was one of the Mels. Yeah, you're right.
Because if she's the redhead, she was Ginger Spice.
That was Ginger Spice.
And then there's Baby Spice. Posh Spice is Victoria Beckham. And I can never remember the difference between the two Mels. One's scary, one's sporty. C? Mel C or Mel B?
Mel C. Oh, no, I really don't know. I think maybe Mel B was Sporty Spice and Mel C was Scary Spice.
See, I was thinking the other way around. Oh. But I honestly couldn't tell you. Either way.
I honestly couldn't care.
Yeah. Either way, I don't think she's really around now, is she? So I think she's long gone.
Okay, fair enough. You get like sports drinks as well. I mean, are they okay? They're not doing a sport, are they? Again, it's just the whole sports car thing, I guess.
You're not allowed to drink them whilst enacting in physical activity. Otherwise, that makes it a sport. I think that's fair.
Yeah, that's fair.
Here's a little game.
Yes, please.
How much... globally, do you think the sports industry is worth?
Ooh. I'm guessing we're talking billions here.
We're talking billions.
Okay, I'm going to say 87 billion.
It's very hard to get actual numbers on this stuff, but approximately 600 billion.
Oh, wow, we're up there.
Yeah.
That is substantial.
Now, the film industry, more or less than the sports industry.
Oh, I like this game. Less.
So much less. 29 billion. What? Chump change?
That's an order of magnitude less.
It's insane. TV's 143 billion, which weirdly, I mean, when you think about it, there is a lot more TV than there is film.
That's true. There's like 400 plus channels, you know.
But 143 compared to 29 just felt, I didn't realise TV was that much bigger than film.
I'm curious, like 20 years ago, what those numbers were, because TV has really like amped up, hasn't it? You're basically getting series that are like six films in a row now, pretty much.
Yeah, that must have massively increased since the dawn of streaming. Okay. Yeah. The advertising industry, more or less than the sports industry.
Oof. I mean, I sort of, there's a lot of advertising in the sports industry, surely. I'm going to say less, but not by much.
Yeah, not that bad. 455 billion compared to 600.
Okay.
Again, all of these are just Googled numbers. If anyone actually knows anything about money, this might be wrong, but it's still a fun game. The pharmaceuticals industry.
Well, hold on. This is a game that we're not playing a sport right now.
No, this is a game. This is definitely a game.
Good, good, good.
No physical exertion. I mean, I'm sweating a bit, but I mean, it's...
sorry, what was the next question?
The pharmaceutical industry.
Oh, that's a big one, isn't it? And it's got massively inflated prices all over the place. Way bigger than it should be. I'm going to say more than sports.
Yeah, 1.2 trillion. Yeah, absolutely massive. Ooh. Absolutely massive. The video game industry.
Ooh. Oh, I keep trying to imagine what the next industry is going to be, and I can't ever think of them. And then you come out with these bangers. I'm going to say more, less.
Yeah, 106 billion, quite a lot less, but still massively more than film, which again surprised me.
Yeah, wow, films are cheap. Yeah. They need to up their game.
And last one, just for fun, tech industry.
More.
Yeah, 5.2 trillion.
Oh,
silly numbers. Oh. Silly numbers.
Oh my goodness, I don't even know what that number is.
No. And that was industry.
Yay. Did I win or lose? I got quite a lot of them, right?
I think you won.
I feel like I won.
I think you won. What about like gambling and sports betting? Obviously, you know, we said poker's allowed, but a lot of gambling and betting is on sports.
It's about the watching of the sports. Yeah, you don't really get... The players aren't allowed to bet, I'm assuming, on the game because they could change the results.
Yeah, I think so. And again, if we're taking out the competitive aspect, even if people are still, you know, doing a little kickabout, it can't be betting on it because there's no outcome.
Yeah.
There's no competition.
So now all these people that enjoy gambling are going to have to find something new to gamble on.
Just start betting on the weather, start betting on...
The weather's a good one, actually, because that actually feels like it might have some utility to it, you know? You could go out with the confidence of, like, I know today is going to be a £10,000 sunny day. Like, you got that covered because you know the people are betting for it.
Yeah, because that's a weird one. Are you allowed to bet on the weather? Because you can find out the predicted weather, but obviously no one ever knows, do they?
It should be a challenge. And the weather company that gets it the most right gets the winnings. As well as, you know, some of the people that are actually betting on it in the first place.
So you think it's fair, if you have all the meteorological equipment in the world, you're still allowed to bet on it? Because that feels like some insider sort of dealings.
Maybe, but can you, like, they're still getting it wrong now in there. That they've got all the equipment they could ever want, and they're still getting it wrong. So maybe they need a bit of a kick up the butt to actually try a bit harder and get the weather right for once.
Yeah, I do agree, because, look, I get it might be difficult to predict the weather a week out. I've had it when it's got the weather wrong currently.
Yeah, it's like...
It's saying it's not raining, and it's like, it is currently raining. It's like,
Yeah, exactly. If you can't even get it right in the moment when you can check, then what you're doing?
Yeah.
I would love to see that, the statistics more. Whenever they tell you the weather, they should give you their, like, percentage of how correct they are.
Yeah, because I've yet to find a weather app that really is anything close to accurate. So that should be their selling point.
They're all just like copying off each other anyway, aren't they? Like,
yeah, they're just all Googling what the weather is and just putting that on there.
Right? That's what it feels like, at least. Even in maps, people used to try and copy maps and stuff, but then people would add in like fake streets and things to try and catch the people that were copying their maps. You can't do that with the weather unless you start getting like, oh, it's going to be 250 million degrees on Tuesday. And then you see who copies that, I guess. But
that's why it's wrong all the time. They're all just trying to trick everyone else. To their own detriment, I guess.
Or they're just in cahoots with the umbrella companies.
Telling us it's raining, so we buy umbrellas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As you do.
You got any other uses for sports equipment? We're going to have a lot of it knocking about that we can't use anymore. So, any thoughts?
Tennis racket, maybe a good fly swatter.
Yeah,
that'd have to be big flies.
Oh, they would, wouldn't they? All right, maybe like if you want to make some chips and you've got like a potato.
Yeah, like a masher, effectively.
That could work.
What I will say straight off the bat is if any of you are thinking about doing gardening with a golf club, as I'm sure you are, don't. I can say that from experience.
Hello, what, making divots?
No, far worse. We were intoxicated at the time. Me and my friends attempted to cut the weeds in our garden whilst intoxicated with golf clubs, and my friend ended up getting his face smashed in half.
Wow. By a golf club?
By a golf club that came off the end of the club. Like, the golf club broke and the end of the club went flying into his face and smashed his jaw into pieces.
Oh my goodness.
He lost a load of teeth.
Hold on. So wait, this is a bit of faulty equipment, surely. I mean,
it was also being swung by like a 6'7" Maori dude, so I think it was mainly the force he had on it that was...
I mean, if he was hitting a golf ball with it though, that would have still happened, right? Like,
maybe. I don't know. It was crazy.
Oh my goodness. I'm scared to play golf with this guy.
Yeah. Don't garden with golf clubs is all I'm going to say.
What about like a javelin, maybe? What could that be used?
Toothpick.
Big toothpick. Maybe like a family toothpick. Everyone can have a go.
Yeah.
Maybe like knitting needles. If you get a second one, you could make some really big.
Just making massive jumpers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bit unwieldy, I reckon, but...
A little bit, yeah. Might need multiple people. It's a two-person knit, this one.
Yeah. If we tie up the end of basketball hoops, you could use them for butterfly catching, you know, like the nets.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? I like that.
Again, there'd have to be some pretty massive butterflies.
They're called basketball hoops, but like, yeah, as a basket, they're really bad. They're broken baskets, really.
I can only assume that they did used to be actual baskets.
Oh, and they didn't fall out.
Yeah, and then someone was like, you know what would be a lot easier, guys? If we didn't have to climb up this ladder and get the ball out every time, maybe we could just put a hole in the bottom. Anyone thought of that? No, like, great idea. Do we want to change the name?
Nah. I think you've absolutely nailed exactly how it went down. I would love to... I'm going to look this up after this podcast and see just how right you were.
Almost certain. It's got to be. It's got to be. I'm
trying to think. A bowling ball's got a good old heft to it. Like, what could you be using that for?
Doorstop. Oh, that rolls. Terrible doorstop. Terrible doorstop, that.
The worst doorstop ever. I mean, it would impair you if you went to, like, open the door in a hurry, but then it's going to kind of...
Yeah. Kind of like a rolling pin, but a circular one, you know, rolling out some dough with a bowling ball.
Yeah. You don't really need the finger holes for that anymore, though, do you?
You don't, no. I think just making nice big divots and stuff, just dropping them.
It sounded like you want to do gardening with a bowling ball now, but I feel like maybe there's some
issues
there.
Yeah, knowing my track history, I probably shouldn't.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Well, how are we feeling about a world without sports?
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad we're alive. I'm still holding on to that. We survived this episode of A World Without just instantly dying within the first second or day of this whole thing. Sports, they're good fun. We can try and worm... What's the word? No.
Loophole.
Loophole. Well, I'm thinking of worms.
We can loophole our way around certain things and still have a little bit of fun, a little giggle on the side secretly if we're careful. So I think it's okay. I think it's an all right day.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. This is definitely a pretty light one compared to a lot of what we normally tackle. Still alive. We can still even get, like you said, loopholes. We can still even do a little bit of sport on the side, as long as we don't get too competitive about it.
Yeah.
I don't want to get rid of this. This isn't a positive one, but it's definitely livable.
Definitely livable. More than livable, in fact. I think within 5 years of this happening, we won't even remember the word for sports.
Don't agree with you there, but I love your enthusiasm.
I've already forgotten about it. What were we even talking about?
A world without sport. But I think that'll do us for today. Hope you enjoyed listening.
If you have any further thoughts on a world without sports, you can contact us on our socials. The links are all in the description.
But thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.